This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Union Cabinet has approved around 1 lakh crore rupees employment-linked incentive scheme to boost employment generation in the country. Briefing media about the cabinet decisions in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the scheme is aimed at incentivizing the creation of over 3.5 crore jobs in the country over a period of 2 years. Out of these, 1.92 crore beneficiaries will be first-timers entering the workforce. The Cabinet has also approved the National Sports Policy 2025 aimed at transforming the country's sporting landscape and encouraging greater public participation in sports. Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav informed that the policy aimed at strengthening sports programs from the grassroots to elite levels with early identification and nurturing of talent.
खेलो भारत नीति के मेजर ऑब्जेक्टिव रहेगा कैसे 2047 तक टॉप 5 स्पोर्टिंग नेशंस में गिनती हो भारत की, ये इसका ओवरऑल एक बड़ा ऑब्जेक्टिव रहेगा। सेकंड रहेगा पीपल्स मूवमेंट बने, फिटनेस के साथ जुड़े, हमारे एजुकेशन पॉलिसी के साथ इसका अलाइनमेंट हो, इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट के साथ जुड़े, सोशल डेवलपमेंट, समाज के सभी वर्गों को इससे लाभ मिले, इन सब को ध्यान में रखते हुए ये खेलो भारत नीति बनी है। पूरे पॉलिसी को इम्प्लीमेंट करने के लिए एक अच्छा फ्रेमवर्क बनाया गया है जिससे कि सभी का पार्टिसिपेशन हो सके।
The Cabinet has also cleared the Research, Development and Innovation Scheme with a corpus of 1 lakh crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 5-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, in Argentina, Brazil and Namibia today. On the first leg, the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana. The Prime Minister will hold talks with the President of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama. On the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be visiting Trinidad and Tobago from tomorrow. He will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Kala Kangalu, and Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bisesa. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth at the Pentagon in U.S. last night. He highlighted the strategic importance of India-U.S. defense ties, describing them as one of the most consequential pillars of the bilateral relationship. The meeting comes in the wake of the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington, marking another key engagement in a series of high-level India-U.S. interactions. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India reserves the right to respond and defend against terrorism and preempt as well as deter any further cross-border attacks. During a telephonic conversation with the US Secretary of Defence Pete Hegseth, the Defence Minister said India's actions were measured, non-escalatory, proportionate and focused on disabling terrorist infrastructure during the Operation Sindoor. Mr. Singh and Mr. Hegseth held a discussion to review the ongoing and new initiatives to further deepen India-US defense partnership and strengthen cooperation in capacity building. The U.S. Senate has passed U.S. President Donald Trump's ambitious budget proposal, dubbed as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, after a tense 50-50 vote. Vice President J.D. Vance cast the device tie-breaking vote, securing a major victory for the Trump administration's domestic agenda. With opposition from Democrats and some Republican holdouts, the bill cleared its first major hurdle with a vote of 59-41 to begin the debate. To ensure smooth travel experience for pilgrims of the upcoming Amarnath Yatra, the National Highway Authority of India, NHAI, held a review meeting with the officials from Jammu and Kashmir through video conferencing yesterday. In women's T20 cricket, India defeated host England by 24 runs in the second of the 5-match series at County Ground, Bristol last night. Put into first bat first, the women in blue posted 181 runs for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.